name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
Thank you, everybody. How is it for everyone to be back live? So let me ask you, how have you been engaging with physical contact since the world's opened back up?
Kind of slow.
Right. So what I would challenge you to do is start engaging and noticing what's different. Because before this pandemic hit, many of us weren't aware how we engaged with physical contact or with touch with other people. And before I get too far into it, let me say what I mean by when I say the word touch. When I use the word touch, what I'm referring to is consensual physical contact between people. So this looks like handshakes, this looks like a hand on the arm, this looks like an elbow bump, a fist bump when you're in business situations, all the way up to hugs, a neck rub, a snuggle with those that you care about and that are in your inner circle. Because the problem that I see is that there's a touch crisis. So even before the pandemic, we had a hard time knowing how we wanted to touch other people or even understanding what are the benefits of physical contact. And then suddenly everything changed. The pandemic shows up and we're not supposed to be handshaking at business events anymore if there is a business event. And some of us got shoved into houses where all of a sudden kids are clamoring all over us and the dogs are all over us and our partners are around all the time, our husbands, our wives, and all of a sudden we're so overwhelmed with touch that we don't even know how to function anymore, right? Just like new moms, they get all the kids climbing all over and they're just like, nobody else touch me for the rest of the day. But others of us were isolated. We went home with not even a furry snuggle, no pet, no animal to help us mitigate our isolation and our feeling of loneliness. So this is why it's really important as we start opening back up to understand and look at how can we start purposefully and intentionally engaging in touch communication and in physical contact to help others feel welcome, to help others feel a part of. So have you ever had a moment where you weren't really sure how you were gonna touch somebody? Like maybe you went in for the handshake and they went in for the hug and there was that moment of awkwardness, or you weren't really sure if you wanted to handshake somebody or how you should communicate. Have you ever had that? So not had that awkwardness. Yeah, right? So that's why it's really important to start learning how to engage in conversation. Because what would it look like instead of having that awkward moment? You walk into a room, let's say you're meeting a new business prospect. You walk into that room and they're not giving you any body language about whether or not they want a handshake. So you, being curious and confident, walk up and you say, "Hey, it's so nice to meet you. Are you doing handshakes yet? Or would you prefer elbow bumps or fist bumps?" Think about the power of that for a minute. Not only have you shown to them in that moment that you're a leader, but also that you're willing to communicate with them and that you respect them and their wants, their needs, and their boundaries. So how could that increase their trust in you? Very quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And what about at home?
Sometimes we get a little bit complacent. We get comfortable in our routine.
And we forget about those small touches. So have you ever had a moment where you wanted more physical contact than you were getting? So maybe you wanted to hug your spouse, but they were too busy, or maybe you're worried about rejection. Or maybe you've just gotten used to a routine and you forget to take that moment to say, hey, how are you doing today? So just like in business, we can take those moments and really reach out and connect with the people that we know and that we care about. And for those of you that aren't touchers, that are maybe a little bit touch averse or aren't really sure how you want to interact with somebody, when you're out in professional situations, when you're out in social situations, you can still create connection. You can put your hands together in that namaste, like on the last slide. Say, it's so nice to meet you. Because you're still communicating. You're still connecting with your eyes. You're still showing people that they're valuable and that you want them to feel comfortable around you. Can you see the power of how we can do this? How we can include these small touches, these small forms of communication to build trust, to build community. Because what are your habits? Well, we all get into bad habits, right? Different areas in our life. But what are your touch habits? Are you even aware of how you interact with people? Are you aware of how you approach them? I know I never used to be. I was a chronic compulsive hugger. Watch out, here she comes. She's gonna hug you. You don't have any say in the matter, right? I've learned since to ask permission. But have you ever really looked at your touch habits? How do you want to engage with people? How do you make them feel comfortable? And how intentional are you about touch, both in your business relationships and in your personal relationships? So let me tell you a little story. In my book, The Touch Crisis, I talk about living with my parents for a couple of weeks before I moved to Europe. And one day I woke up and I really was feeling touch deprived. Like, I wanted a hug from my dad and I was all excited. So I go out in the kitchen, I'm getting ready for work. And we had our normal conversation. He's cooking eggs and he's doing his toast, he's doing all his stuff. And I said, okay, I gotta head off to work, Dad. And so he grabbed his plate and threw his toast on it and kind of walked over and gave me that like half hug, you know? Have a lovely day at work, Dawn. You know, and like the four-year-old inside of me was like, I want a real hug. Why can't I get a real hug? But you know, I'm an adult, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to walk out the door and forget about it, compose myself. Because why would I communicate my wants and my needs? Right? Even though I know that had I said anything, he loves me enough that he would have done so. And in fact, when he read my book, in the middle of COVID, when nobody was touching each other, he came up to me when we saw each other and he said, Dawn, I am so sorry that I didn't always hug you the way that you wanted to be hugged. And he gave me like the longest and the most intentional present hug that I've received from him since I was a kid. Yeah. Thank you.
Is that your dad?
That is my dad. That is my dad. But what if we could touch with that kind of intention even in our handshakes? Right? How can we make people feel connected and belong? Because when we look at the science, we can increase trust by 44% when we have physical contact with people. What could that do for the bottom line of your business? But it's not just about your bottom line. When we have physical contact with other people, it actually releases the hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin is the hormone that's released when women have babies. It's responsible for bonding, for altruism. But in adults, it also increases teamwork. It increases generosity by 80%. And it mitigates the effects of loneliness. So in 2020, before the pandemic even hit, Cigna put out a survey, 10,000 people. 52% of people reported feeling left out most or all of the time. 52%. 57% of people said they felt lonely most or all of the time. That means over half of us here feel lonely or left out most or all of the time. So how can you use a handshake to help people reconnect? To help them feel wanted, to help them feel part of, because our biology says we want to be part of the herd, we want to be accepted, we want to be loved. So how can you reach out, even if you're not touching, how can you reach out in a way that says, I see you? It matters that you're here. Touch is great for all ages too, by the way. Not just for adults and not just for infants. I mean, yes, it helps with birth weight. When 8-year-olds roughhouse, did you know that it actually increases their brain development? There was a study with the NBA, the National Basketball Association, that showed the more often they touched in preseason, like the high fives and the hip bumps and the butt slaps and all that, the more often they touched in preseason, the more likely they were to work as a team and be high scoring in the season, even after adjusting for their skill levels. And in the elderly, it increases memory and cognition. So they've shown that the elderly, even with dementia, will actually have better memory, remember things better when they have healthy physical contact on a more regular basis. So not only are we helping people feel less lonely, we're helping their brains, we're helping their bodies. We are decreasing cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And guess what happens when we decrease our stress hormone? We digest better. We have better immune systems. So what if you could be walking around touching people and actually making them healthier? There's a thought. The thing is that no matter how much you engage in physical contact right now and what you feel comfortable with, as long as you start understanding what your wants are and what your needs are around physical contact, both in your professional and personal relationships, you can start to be that leader. You can start to take charge. You can walk into that room and offer, hey, are you doing handshakes or elbow bumps or fist bumps? And if you know you don't want to touch, you've got other options. You know how to communicate with your eyes. So how can this change our communities when you're at the grocery store, when you're at your volunteer events, when you're in your place of worship, when you're in your business events? How can you help others feel more connected, more wanted, more valuable? Because how many of you want to feel more connected, more wanted, and more valuable, right? Yes. Yes, thank you. So my challenge for you, and just imagine this, that when you go to your next social event, you make a point of reaching out to at least 3 people and making an honest, true connection with them. Whether that means talking or whether that means just looking them in the eye and smiling and saying hello. Do it at the grocery store. And seek out those who are new to communities, who are new to networking events, who just had a breakup, a loss, a divorce, who are probably in a higher risk category of feeling alone, left out, and lonely. Because together, we can change this touch crisis. We can help people feel reconnected, re-engaged. We can communicate, we can create community. And that's my challenge for you. Thank you very much.